Thomas.
And why here?
Because I think this is actually a really critical week. We're going to find out exactly how angry people are about all of this. We've seen basically Britain's reaction to the global economic crisis and the huge fiasco, crumbling economy that we have here. So far, it's just been a lot of tutting and occasional shouting at tellies. And actually, this is the first real time that people have got a chance to come out en masse to demonstrate and show their feelings on this. And it's also the first signs of how we build a movement to actually address all the issues within this.
Do you think it'll get a little kick off later on?
Oh, God, blimey. Not the most obvious question in the world to ask. Oh, blimey. We're actually, you know, this is the thing that, you know, for the sake of the press. Yes, it's going to kick off later on. Well done.
What do you hope will be achieved next week?
Well, I think the important thing is what happens here in terms of people's ability to actually coordinate work and coordinate action together and actually develop ideas which are about how the state, if you like, reclaims its role. Instead of withdrawing, so what I'm talking about is the financialisation of our lives that has happened over the past 30 years. And what we actually want to say is, okay, we want a state that actually invests in council houses, to make good council houses. You want a state that actually tax corporations, that funds pensions from that tax, that doesn't push people out, that actually funds students to go through college. Rather than building up these loans and debts and financialising our existence, we want to pull PFI onshore. We actually want to start redressing all these issues. And that's really what we're looking at, is how we can start to build that movement to deal with it, to start a grassroots movement on those issues.
That's a long shopping list. Is there a danger?
Yeah, there is.
This is too disparate.
Well, you know, no, it's actually very, it is a long shopping list, but it's also, it's actually about one thing, which is about reasserting democracy over the market.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Mark. Thank you very much.
All right. Cheers.